Welcome to the Daily VFit Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome, welcome, VFN Radio. Listen, if you've missed some of our programs, you got to. This is a back-to-back-to-back programs. My name is John Ramos. I'm filling in today for Greg Lancaster, and joining with me today in the studio is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. My goodness, man. This is a serious program.
Power pack.
We're talking about the Word of God, and we've mentioned this in our previous programs. We're talking about the mayor of Flower Mound, Texas, which, by the way, is in the Dallas Metroplex area. We are not going to be envious. Yes, it is. But my goodness, he declared 2014 the year of the Bible, got with his residents. He made this proclamation at a city council meeting. And they're serious. They didn't just make the proclamation, man. They put a website together. It's called, we're going to get it, it's the Bible 2014. In fact, it'll be related for you on the torch. And in this, the website, you can go to this website and you can read a portion of scripture for that day. And so it was designed so that the whole community, the whole city can read the Word of God together. And the Word of God says, listen, that righteousness is what exalts a nation. We need the Word of God again.
Amen.
In our nation. Listen, our country was founded on the Word of God. If you've never heard this segment, you got to listen to America, how we got here, and how do we stay here? Because in that segment, I mean, it's two parts. And in that segment, we talk about how the King James Version actually came to pass, and how this country was established by the Word of God, and how the pilgrims, when they came over, they came with a 1599 Geneva Bible. And it's just like, my goodness, how far have we gotten away from that? You know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. Pat? How far have we gotten away?
Right.
And it's a beautiful thing when someone who understands that, you know, he was challenged, the next, I believe, is a quarterback, a football quarterback, mm-hmm. who gave his life to the Lord, said, listen, you know, God allows you to be in a position so that you can do basically something for him. Don't waste it. He'll take you out of there. You
know? Right.
He'll remove you.
He'll replace you.
He will replace you. And I want to encourage you that wherever you're at, whether it's a job, a school, if you have any type of influence, and we all have some sort of influence in what we do, listen, God put you there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about what Mordecai told Esther. Hey, listen, this is your hour.
That's,
you know,
right.
What I'm saying? But if you don't do it, God, you know, you need to go to the king. And she got that revelation. She went to a fast and came out and said, listen, for such a time as this, you know,
mm-hmm.
If I die, I die. But mm-hmm. I got to do this. And for 2 years, this mayor battled with, you know, should I do this? Should I not do this? And he just said, I just couldn't shake it. And what I believe is that he couldn't shake the voice of the Lord. God was pressing upon him. Listen, I want you to do this. I want you to do this. And so here they have this established. You can go to their website. It'll be available for you. We want to encourage you, hey, listen, get the Word of God inside of you. Abide with Jesus Christ. This is what we share, you know, almost day after day. It's for you to have an abiding relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and for you to spend daily quality time reading His Word, abiding in His Word, hiding His Word in your heart. I mean, the Gospel of John tells us that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, with God, right? I mean, mm-hmm. Jesus is the Word. Jesus is the Word. When you're reading the Word, you're spending time with Jesus Himself. And we want to encourage you to do that. We want to encourage you to go to iabide.org, where you can find a simple plan how you too can begin to abide with God, how you too can hide His Word in your heart. Also, you can go to vfntv.com and be looking in the links area. We're going to have some reading plans for you available where you can get different ways how you can abide with the Lord and follow some plans and different resources for you. Because listen, if we hide God's Word in our heart,
mm-hmm.
if we hide God's Word in our heart, God will bring the transformation in our heart that we so desperately need. And I just want to just give a special shout out. We want to encourage you that as we post this segment for you on Facebook and you go to the torch, share this with your mayor. Share this with your mayor. Put it on his Facebook page. Look him up. Find out who's the mayor of your city and say, listen, we want a proclamation in our city that we're going to make the Bible Make it the year of the Bible in our city. We want righteousness to exalt a nation. And I believe, listen, these are steps. These are movements toward turning a nation back to God, to seeing revival, to seeing a third great awakening break out. I mean, we have presidents in the past who have said wonderful things about the Word of God. It's time for citizens, to come together and say, listen, we want God in our city. But not just citizens. My goodness, we need believers. When George Barna states that, what, 81% of believers are not abiding in the Word of God?
Right.
That only 19% are actually reading their Word? We've got to get back to the foundation.
Yeah.
And what we want to share, I want to share with you today is get a love for the Word. Get a love for the Word. Teach it to your children. Don't let this beautiful love letter collect dust on your furniture. This is not an accessory for your coffee table.
Mm-mm.
It is a manual. It's a love letter. It's your connection to heaven, to Jesus. And read the pages. I mean, when you think about what the Bible consists of, it's 66 books written by 40 different authors, of course, inspired by the Holy Spirit, over a 1,500-year period of time, and from Genesis to Revelation, I mean, Jesus is woven into every single book. You got to say, my goodness, nothing but God. Nothing but God. It's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just beautiful. Amazing. And my goodness, get the Word of God in your heart and in your life, and not just read it, but again to apply the principles, apply God's truth to your life, and you'll begin to see yourself transform. You'll see your business transform. You'll see your family transform. Because you're going to say, listen, this is the manual for our life. This is the manual for how we do any and everything. And make this year, make a commitment. Say, you know what? I'm going to abide with God. I'm going to take a 6-week challenge. I'm going to go to iabide.org. I'm going to get a plan. And I'm going to spend time abiding with the Lord. And I'm going to get other people to abide. Maybe a couple of you can get a group together. And you begin to share what God is saying to each other. You know, recently we just became aware of that there was Bible poverty in the world,
mm-hmm.
and that 2,000 people groups still have not had the Word of God translated in their own language. And there are some amazing efforts taking place right now. One that I'm thinking of is from the Seed Company, and we're going to make this available for you on the Torch. I believe that they're a division of Wycliffe Organization Bible Translators. And they have all sorts of projects. This is so amazing, Pat. You can go to their website. You can actually find the project where, you know, someone has started, you know, putting money together in a plan and getting translations for all these different groups. You can select a region of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And if one hasn't already started, you can actually start it yourself. And you get all these reports about how much money is being raised and how many translations have been done. But my goodness, let's get the Word of God all over the world. You know, how many Bibles do we have in America, and how many Bibles are in our homes? We want to be able to get the Word all across the world and say, my goodness, listen, it's Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, He is the way, the truth, and the life. He's the way, truth, and the life. And if right now, because I've heard this before, maybe you've heard this too, Pat, that sometimes people, they struggle in their desire maybe to pick up the Bible. Listen, all you need to do is cry out to God and say, God, I want to know you.
Mm-hmm.
You see, some people are not the best of readers, and they struggle with that. With the technology that they have today, right now, you can go to VFNTV.com, and we have several reading plans for you, a way that you can get the Word of God, one-year Bibles, all these different plans. You can have the Bible on audio now, because sometimes elderly, they can't see as well, mm-hmm. and their vision's not that
right.
well. You can have the Word spoken to you.
Mm-hmm.
Or if your reading's not that great and you're learning how to read, you can hear audibly and read along with the words that are being spoken.
Mm-hmm.
But make that commitment that I'm gonna hide God's Word in my heart. And Jesus said that, listen, you're not going to be able to live on bread alone,
mm-hmm.
but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And it's just crazy. Crazy to think that we can actually live a life separate from Jesus and separated from his word. It's not going to happen. How are you going to know the truth? You will fall to every lie if you don't have the truth in your hand and, most importantly, in your heart.
That's right.
But make the commitment not just for yourself, but maybe you want to participate in spreading the word all over the world and get ending Bible poverty so that every tongue and tribe can hear and read the word of God in their own native language. Mm. I mean, to me, that is absolutely beautiful. And I'm telling you, this is the joy that we have.
That's right.
There's no book that I have ever read that actually comes with the author, number one. And no other book has brought me the transformation. Why? Because Jesus is in the pages of this amazing book. I'm telling you, he will change your life. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
There's an old song that goes, I did it my way. I faced it all and stood tall, and I did it my way. This is Focus on the Family Minute. I'm John Fuller, and while I won't be singing for you today, here's licensed clinical psychologist and mom of four, Debbie Cherry, who has some advice for moms who take those lyrics to heart.
It is mainly that we care so much we want to see it done. That we are passionate and driven and just have this idea that feeding our kids this meal and giving them a bath on this night and doing everything this way is going to make them the best adults someday that they can be. We really do believe that. There is also a component of that, though, that we have to be honest with ourselves and say that there is some pride tied to that. An idea that says, my way is the right way, and that's just prideful, and that's wrong. My way is not the only way or the right way all the time.
Hear more today from Debbie Cherry about relationships at FocusOnTheFamily.com/radio.
This is VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. Light meaning the light of the world. Not light like easy. We're doing that so that you can actually not be a part of that. Listening to VFN Radio may be your only light. Mm-hmm. It may be your only opportunity during a day that every news broadcast, every radio broadcast, every conversation is just dark. Mm-hmm. It's doubtful. It's this Hitler-like type conversations or Aryan-type conversations or Iranian or Muslim-type conversations, or political, which is type conversations, or you could listen to VFN Radio, and you're able to hear what's taking place, but then you can hear what God's Word says about it, and you can get a perspective, and you go, hey, I can know things without being terrified. I can. God has prepared me during this day to have a peace in the midst of whatever's going on. There's going to be a great harvest. We're believing and praying that God would bring a third great awakening to America, and a great awakening changes the DNA of the nation. They said Hitler's goal was to de-Christianize the church, and they wanted to infiltrate it with political people. And what do we have today? We have people who are very politically connected and into some different political parties, and they like the whole scheme of the thing, and they're coming into the churches, and they're trying to de-Christianize it and make it more of a social justice movement. And that's what's taking place right now. Listen, I know this firsthand. And as a community organizer, I saw in my history, my past, that the church was being infiltrated by men and women who weren't Christians. Mm-hmm. And the church was just letting them come in to do social justice movements. You got to hear that. We have to understand this. God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. VFN Radio gives you that knowledge and that wisdom and that light.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm John Ramos, and joining me back from the break is Pat Hamilton. And, you know, we have a special offer for you, and I want to tell you about it. It's called convergence. My goodness, it's a prophetic word that's amazing. And the whole title is called The Convergence, A Choir of Prophetic Words. And it talks about ineptocracy. Unless America turns, America will burn, and the coming great awakening. I mean, this was a word that was shared, a convergence, a coming together, if you will, of prophetic words that was just really absolutely amazing. And I remember this day like it was yesterday, because it just God just filled the studio. We were so gripped. But you're going to hear words from Rick Joyner. You're going to hear words from Greg. Vision that God gave me and regarding the economy and it crashing. You're going to hear words from David Wilkerson, Steve Hill. And it seems that all of these words are just coming together at one time. Because listen, God is preparing his church. God is preparing his church. He's getting ready for a third great awakening. We want you to have this special offer. You can go to VFNTV.com, make an offer, any offer. But we want to get it to you so that you can be aware, you can know what God is saying, and so that you can prepare. Again, go to VFNTV.com, select the special offer, and get it today and share it with a friend. You know, Pat, I was abiding the other day, and I've read this verse of scripture. You ever read a verse of scripture and you're like, well, I've read that before. Mm-hmm. You know, I've read that before. And if you're not careful, you know, you can become familiar with the word. Imagine that.
Yeah.
And maybe breeze through certain things or say, oh, you know, I've read that. I know this story. And mm-hmm. you know, we don't want to do that because, you know, the Holy Spirit will speak to you again. He'll give you another application. He'll lighten that word. And just really it's presumption on our part if we just want to just blow through something, if you will.
Right.
That maybe we have an understanding, a piece of, and really think that that's it. Mm-hmm. You know, God's word, you're never going to exhaust, you know. It's limitless.
That's right. It's alive.
You know? It's alive. It's the mm-hmm. living book, you know, sharper than edge of the double-edged sword, you know. Mm-hmm. And God wants to speak directly to us. And I was reading in Proverbs 30, verse 5, and the word says that every word of God is flawless. Mm-hmm. Every word of God is flawless. Without one single flaw, and that he, God, is a shield to those who take refuge in him. And I just kind of like stopped there for a minute, mm-hmm. you know, because, you know, sometimes we can just blaze through and it's like, mm-hmm. it's not about how much you read, you know, it's not about the quantity. Mm-hmm. It's about slowing down enough to really just read and listen, and allow the Holy Spirit, if that's where he wants to park, wants you to park there for a little bit and speak to you about a verse of Scripture, it's for you to stay there. And mm-hmm. I was just meditating on that and thinking about a shield and thinking about, you know, the protection that there is in God. You know, we're living in days where so many different things are happening and accelerating. We've seen attacks on our nation in the last 10 years that we have probably never seen in the history of our nation. Mm-hmm. There are people that are walking around with so much anxiety, especially in public places and in bigger cities at times, where they're concerned that maybe something is going to happen or some sort of attack or there's some sort of illness that's coming out and mm-hmm. a new strand of whatever, and that my child is going to get sick. And I mean, do you remember 10 years ago anyone squirting the antibacterial? I don't even remember. It was like, that's a new product. That's a new. But now you can go to any hospital. You can go to any restaurant. You can go anywhere. Mm-hmm. And it's just common practice. You used to be wash your hands, but now people whip out that antibacterial, right. and wipe away. And just people are concerned about getting sick and all these different little things. And mm-hmm. they're hearing about abductions or children going to school and different things happening. And if we're not careful, mm-hmm. you know, spirit of fear can get on top of you.
Get all caught up in that.
Yeah, and all of a sudden you're paranoid now. You don't think that, hello, God's big enough to protect you.
Right.
To protect you. And God was just reinforcing, listen, he is a shield. Mm-hmm. He is a shield to those who take refuge. And a shield, you know, when I think about it, you know, and how God's described, you know, it's like, my goodness, a shield is used for, it's a piece of weaponry. You know, and in particular, it's a piece of weaponry. It's not an offensive piece, but it's a piece of, and it's designed for protection, mm-hmm. defense and protection. And they tell a boxer that, you know, you stand a good chance of winning if you don't get hit. You know what I'm saying? If you don't get hit and you don't get any attack, you stand a really good chance of hitting because all you need is kind of one shot forward, a good shot, and maybe you can take your opponent down. Mm-hmm. And there's something about being protected and being covered because we have a real enemy that desires to take us out. And a shield is something that, it's, when you think about it, it's made of some of the hardest material, and it's able to withstand brute violence or force. And the things that it was able to withstand, if you think about shields that were made in previous times and you know what they were, I mean, David tried to pick up a shield and all these different things, but they're designed to take the blows of a sword. They're designed to take the blows of knives and of arrows. And so that these weapons that can easily pierce your skin and go through you and cut you, they don't land on you, but they land on the shield. And as I was thinking about that, it just the Lord just kind of reminded me that you know, the battle that we have against the enemy is an up-and-close battle. The enemy tries to get really close to you and to try to pierce you with so many different things and so many different attacks, so many arrows of lies and just so many hatchets, if you will, of just wants to cut you down. Mm-hmm. And I think about how God is willing to get in between the swords, the knives, and be that shield and be willing to take the brute force and the ferociousness of an attack so that we don't have to.
All right.
So that we don't have to get hit. And I just start thinking about the protection that is in God, the protection that he has for his sons and his daughters and for those that take refuge in him. And the enemy wants to take us out, but if we're not careful, just like Shrek, the sheep that we've talked about in a previous program, you can wander outside of the protection of the Lord. You can be away from God's ability to protect. It's not that God can't protect you, it's that you actually ran out. I often say that if I'm holding, a lot of times, you know, people tend to blame God for things that happen. But if I'm walking the street, you know, in New York City with my child, I would tell my kids, hey, listen, you need to hold my hands. You know, even my big son, we're in Times Square here. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You need to hold my hand. We're crossing the street because these cars are going crazy, these cabs and people running around, and you can get hit easily. In fact, we just had a friend. Bless her heart, pray for Pilal, who got hit by a car in New York. But you can get hit. Mm-hmm. So you need to hold my hand. But if my children were crossing the street, if they were ever to just shake their hand loose from my hand and just run in the middle of the road and get hit by a car, it wouldn't be correct for them to say, you know, oh, why did you do that? I didn't do that to you. You snatched your hand from my hand, and you went into a place unguarded, and you got hit. That's what happened. You got hit. And oftentimes people are getting all sorts of hits, are getting just damaged and bruised and battered down because they've left outside of the protection that is in God. Mm-hmm. There is a protection in the Lord. We don't have to fear because God has our back. Mm-hmm. And many people today claim the promises of God. You know, it's like, yeah, well, I'm going to claim that and that's for me. And you know, I'm going to accept that and that's it. But isn't it interesting that, you know, yes, it's true that God is a shield. Many of the things that God in his word, it's true. Yes, God is a shield. But he is a shield for those who take refuge. If you don't take refuge in God, hello, you're not going to be protected. It's like, you know, it is true that an umbrella will, you know, prevent you from getting rain. Hello, only if you open the umbrella. You know what I'm saying? If you use the umbrella.
Stand under it.
It is true that a coat in the winter will keep you warm. This is fact. This is true. Mm-hmm. But the coat will only keep the person warm who actually puts it on. By itself, it's not going to do that. You have to put on Christ. You have to be in the Lord. You have to come up underneath God. And receive his love and his protection and his guidance. But we don't want to be misguided. We don't want to be clueless. You know, the enemy hates your guts because you're made in the image and in the likeness of Christ, of God. And he wants to destroy you and take you out. Yes, God is a shield. He is a protector. But we are to come up underneath his wings. We're supposed to come up underneath him and allow him to get in between those things. When we make him the Lord of our life, the boss of our life, the savior of our life, listen, if God's got your back, that's all you need. He is the shield, but you must take refuge in the Lord. Make him your savior. Make him your Lord. Give him your whole heart. He has your back. No more fear. No more worries. No more anxiousness. Listen, if you made Jesus Christ your Lord and your Savior, you're a son, you're a daughter in the kingdom. The shield of the Lord is between the thing that wants to take you out. Take refuge in him today. He is your shield. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them today at VFNTV.com. We have all their contact information for you, phone numbers, web addresses, even maps. Visit VFNTV.com and become a sponsor or a partner. Listen, do it today. It's your partnership, your giving financially that is helping us take the gospel all around the world. Let's partner and do it together. VFNTV.com. Become a partner today.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You know, Pat, the great thing about VFN Radio is that you can take it on the go with you. You can do that now with the VFN Radio app. No matter where you're at, you can continue to enjoy VFN Radio on the go. You can search for prophetic words, wisdom moments, and it's right there available. All you have to do is go to your search in your Google Play or your iPhone App Store. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's totally amazing.
Total download, free, doesn't cost you anything. Get the app today. Go to Android or iPhone, Google Play or iPhone app, and search VFN TV and download. Free, doesn't cost you a thing, and take VFN Radio on the go.
You know, there's something about when you first get saved that the first thing that most people think about is like, there's nobody like me. And you're very thankful, you're grateful that God has forgiven you, but you're not sharing with anybody because you look at everybody else and you think, well, obviously all these folks are walking on water.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they talk about like these books. They got the books memorized, you know. They got like this book of Malachi and, you know, Matthew and Jonathan, you know, whatever. And so, you know, they're just like, oh, my goodness. And the greatest thing that we can do for each other is to tell them our story.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
To let them know, you know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. People get hope when they find out you needed Jesus too.
That's right.
They get hope when they find out you're a sinner too, saved by grace, that God reached down in the depths of hell,
mm-hmm.
and darkness and just great calamity and all your attempts to find yourself. And he introduced his Father through himself to you when you got saved.
Mm-hmm.
Sharing your story. Everybody's got a story.
That's right.
And we share a few of them. We share a few of them with you at meetmyfather.org. Well, listen, the whole purpose of Jesus' ministry was to make the Father known. That's our purpose. And our ministry is to make the Father known to you through his Son, Jesus Christ. Listen, get to know God through his awesome, awesome Son, Jesus Christ. Go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet my Father. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, all of our VFN Radio listeners all around the world. My name is John Ramos, and I'm filling in today for Greg Lancaster. And joining with me today in the studio is the producer himself, Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello. My goodness, man. I'm just so excited. You know, we've spoken so much, you know, in our previous programs just about what God is doing. You know, if you miss VFN, you know, miss VFN Radio, you miss a day, you miss a lot. You know, the good thing for you is that we have so many resources, mm-hmm. that you can stay connected. You know, we have podcasts. We have the VFN TV.com where you can be connected to the Torch. Mm-hmm. We, of course, we have an app that you can download. And the torch itself is filled, Pat, I mean, over 2,500 segments.
Wow.
I mean, there is truth all in there about almost everything you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a treasure chest. It really is a treasure chest of truth that you can take your time. And I'm getting tremendous feedback of people that are just downloading and sharing them in their prayer groups. They're listening to them amongst their fellowship. And they're just saying, wow, this is really, you know, touching us. And I want to encourage you, take the time, you know, take the time to get in the torch and really listen to these segments, not just for yourself, but now you may have three or four of them. We have a whole section dedicated to prophecy and prophetic words that you can get on the inside of you, and you can hear what God is saying, and also so that you can share it with other people. We want to share with you, and we've talked about this on a previous program before, about the One Thing conference that happened at the end of 2013, if you will, over in Kansas City, IHOP, International Prayer with Mike Bickle and the family of believers there. And it's really a powerful, powerful time. I believe 30,000 people came this year to Kansas City. And, of course, they had over 300,000, Pat, streamers, people that were watching online.
Mm-hmm.
And then God TV was broadcasting that to over 200 nations around the world.
Wow.
And so when you talk about a significant meeting, it's 4 days of saturating yourself in just the one thing, going after God.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's beautiful. I mean, absolutely beautiful. And there were so many encouraging words, but I'll tell you, you know, we've mentioned this before, but Francis Chan was his first time coming. Awesome man of God. This guy is so authentic.
Yeah, never even heard of IHOP before.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. Would you think, wow, you've never heard of IHOP before? But
yeah.
Never heard of IHOP before. Right. Or Mike Bickle.
Didn't know Mike Bickle. Yeah.
No. And he comes and he shares, my goodness. I mean, he just kind of laid it down. God used him to lay down the plumb line. I mean, he just spoke plain English, if you will, and spoke truth. And he shared some things that were not just, it wasn't just for IHOP or the group that was gathered, or even for those that were just kind of streaming. It was a word for the church at large, and it's a timely word. And he's, some of the things that he shares is out of Revelation 3, and we have a segment that we want to share with you because we truly believe that this is a word for the church, definitely a word for us, and we want to embrace and just say, listen, it's a word right now that the church really has to get on the inside of us because it has a reputation. The church has a reputation for being alive.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, sad to say, it's sometimes judging people that you would consider dead and not in God. It's like, wait a minute. If you have your reputation for being alive and you're not alive, you're actually dead, it's time to shh. Like, mm-hmm. Don't say that. Like, turn your heart to God. You know what I'm saying? Get right with God. And then say something, but don't say anything now. And there's a difference between reputation and there's a difference between reality. We want you to listen to Francis Chan's segment as he really just shares the heart of God. Listen up.
The passage that came to my mind, the other passage was Revelation 3. When he speaks to the church in Sardis in verse 1, he says, I know your works. You have a reputation of being alive, but you're dead. Wake up and strengthen what remains and is about to die, for I've not found your works complete in the sight of my God. God says to this church, you have this reputation of being alive. Jesus says, everyone knows you for being alive. He goes, but I know the truth about you. And this is not just for you. This has been a life verse for me. Okay, as a pastor, as a leader, as a speaker, people assume certain things about me. And I have a reputation. That's why I was invited here. I have a reputation. And people assume these things. And at times that reputation is true. And at times my walk with the Lord isn't what it ought to be. And that fire isn't there. But I know how to fake it. And there's a way in which we have this reputation of being alive, but we're dead. And
I got to ask. I mean, when I thought about coming here, I go, man, from what I understand, these people are walking with the Lord. They love Jesus. They're praying 24/7. All of them never sleep. You know, this is IHOP. They're about purity. In fact, I understand you're very much about the word and everything. I go, man, praise God for all that. But I just know, I know how it goes when people assume certain things. And everyone assumed that of Sardis. And this whole idea of reputation versus truth. Let me put it to you this way. If I were to interview, let's say, five of your closest friends or family members. Okay, think about this. Literally, think about it. I just grab like 5 to 10 people in your life, and I start interviewing them, and I ask them about you. Okay? I say, hey, tell me about, what's your name in the white shirt? I didn't hear it. David. If I interviewed like 10 of your friends, and I go, okay, tell me about David. What's he like? What's his walk with the Lord like? How about his purity? Okay, cool. How about his time in the Word? How about his time in prayer? What does he care about? Does he love people? And I, okay, so imagine what people would write about you. Okay, then imagine if I actually came into the presence of God Almighty and stood before his throne, and I interviewed God and said, God, tell me about David. Tell me about his prayer life. Tell me about his passion for you. Tell me about his purity. What would God say about you? And what would your friends and family say about you? And if those are two different things, it could be that you've been way more concerned about your reputation than who you really are. And you're trying to just get people to think you're a certain type of person when before the Lord, that's not you. Man, I say this because we've done this, right? We know how to lie. We can pretend, oh yeah, I've got a girlfriend, and we're not really doing anything. You know what's going on. I'm not really addicted to this or that. You know what's going on. You can say, oh, my prayer life wasn't what it's supposed to be. And you know, man, it's just dead. And it's like, man, come before the Lord and say, you know what? Okay, let me be really vulnerable with you right now. Okay, this past Easter, I was speaking down in Hollywood. And I was very excited. I was speaking at the Hollywood Bowl for Easter service. And the reason why I was excited was because I was preaching to a new crowd on Easter Sunday. I'd never spoken to them before, which is awesome because that means I don't have to prepare. I can use an old message, okay? So I'm looking through all my old Easter messages. And those are always your best ones, right, as a pastor? So I'm looking at all these old Easter messages, and I'm just reading them. Ooh, that one was pretty good. Ooh, that one was good. Oh, I like this one. But the more I started digging, and I started reading some of my sermons from the early days, I realized, I said that? I really said that? I don't think I'd have the boldness to say that today. And I started looking at these old sermons going, God, what happened to me? I remember the days when I used to stand in front of a crowd and I don't care. I didn't care about anyone. I was just thinking about the glory of God. And I would just say, go ahead, leave him. I don't care. I'm going to say whatever he wants me to say. I'm going to throw it out there. And I really didn't care if everyone left the church. I wanted to be right before the Lord. And I'm reading this. I go, man, I think all the criticism, I think, you know, the ego, the pride, the fame, or this or that, and it just starts to weaken you. And I realize I started to change. I'm going, God, I don't think I'm as bold as I used to be. God, this stinks. But the worst part was I was reading this one sermon where I talked about the birth of my son. I was just reading it, you know. I got on this trail of reading old sermons, and I just read this one. It was the week my son was born. My son was with me today. He's 8 years old, so it was 8 years ago. And I'm reading. I was talking about my son's birth. Okay, I already had three daughters at that time, And so I was excited about the birth of my son, and I was describing it to my congregation and go, man, that week we're getting ready to go. And we thought, should we invite our oldest daughter? You know, she's like 10 years old. It'd be kind of cool for her to see her brother being born and seeing childbirth. But is it too young? I don't know. My wife and I are going back and forth, and I finally said, you know what? Let's bring her. Maybe if she sees childbirth, it'll keep her from messing around. And so we bring her, right? And it comes time. You know, my wife's pushing, and I'm like, oh, come on, honey, come on. You know, and then the doctor looks at my 10-year-old daughter and says, do you want to deliver your little brother? And she's like, I can? He goes, yeah. And I'm like, wow. And puts little goggles on her, gloves on her, and a little gown on her. Picture my little 10-year-old girl with tears streaming down her face. As my, picture what I'm feeling as a dad. Here's my son. I mean, I love my daughters, but there's something about my boy going, man, we're going to hunt. You know, we're going to, it was just cool, like this moment. But then to have my firstborn daughter delivering my son, and she's the one that catches my son, and she's crying, holding her little brother. I'm in tears. My wife's in tears. This amazing moment. And I'm just remembering all as I'm reading it in the sermon that I wrote. And then right after I said that, I said, as amazing as it was to see the birth of my son, it paled in comparison to the times I had with Jesus this week. My times with Jesus were so amazing. I wish you could have been there. I just didn't want to leave. I just went on and on about how, yeah, the birth, but that was fine. You should have been there when I was alone with the Lord. I enjoyed him so much, way more than the birth of a child. And I'm reading these words going, I remember that. I remember that. But as I was reading it, man, it made me so sad because I'm going, God, I don't know if I feel like that right now. I remember the way I used to just enjoy you and just love you and go, I don't want anyone else around. I just want to be with you, you, you. And reading those words, I'm going, God, what happened to me? I used to be more bold, and what's worse is, Jesus, I think I used to love you more. I didn't want those words to ever come out of this mouth. I think I used to love you more, enjoy you more. And it was at that time that I just kept hearing this phrase over and over again. Strengthen what remains and is about to die. Taken from Revelation 3, I heard it over and over again from the Lord. Strengthen what remains and is about to die. And it wasn't like a rebuke. It was a beautiful, wonderful, comforting reminder. He didn't say, Francis, you loser, what are you doing? I'm done with you. He says, no, strengthen what remains and is about to die. It was God saying to me, Francis, strengthen what remains. I know you, Francis. I know inside of you and your soul lives this man who just wants to say whatever I want him to say. Fire that up. Strengthen that back up. Don't let that die. And I know inside your soul is this person that loves me more than anything else on this earth. And you live for me. So strengthen that back up. Strengthen what remains and is about to die. Okay, you've got this reputation, but you know, as you've grown in some areas, you've slipped in others. And this love for me, it's got to come back. Bring that back. Bring that boldness back up. That's still in you. That's still in you. I put my spirit in you. He didn't leave. You know what? So strengthen what remains and is about to die. And I believe that's the same message he has for some of you. You can come here, your reputation hasn't changed, but you know in your heart, when you can look back and go, man, I remember times when I was so much more in love with him. I remember times when I was just proud to speak his word, and it was just a joy to be his prophet, and I would just lay it out to my friends, family. I was not ashamed of the gospel. I know times when I used to study this book because I just wanted to know Jesus so badly that I wanted to read everything that he said over and over. What did he say? Jesus, what did you say here? Oh, man, those are great words. I want to follow. I want to know Christ. I want to know the power of his resurrection. I want to know the fellowship of his sufferings. I want to become like him in his death. So I could just somehow attain to that resurrection of the dead.
God was very clear with me. Loving, clear, strengthen what remains and is about to die. No one else is going to know, but you know the truth about your relationship with the Lord right now. As the worship team comes up, Matt's going to lead us again, but during this time, you know, maybe the worst thing some of you could do right now is sing.
Wow. What a word for this hour. I mean, Francis Chan was touched by God to share this word and to declare it with humility, with grace, but yet with truth and power. And many in the body of Christ are in that same place, or in a place where they have a reputation. They have a reputation for going after God and being excited about the things of the Lord, but on the inside, they're not just dead men. Maybe they're full of like dead man's bones. It's just dry bones.
Yeah.
And when we get back from the break, we're going to talk about this more, because listen, this is what was going on in Revelation 3. I encourage you to read the book of Revelation, Revelation 3 in the Church of Sardis, and God brought this word and saying, listen, you have this reputation, but you got to strengthen what remains. We need not to be lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, because that will get us spewed out of the mouth of God. But there's only one place for us to be, and that's with a burning passion, being on fire for God. When we come back from the break, we'll talk more about this.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
If you haven't yet gone to the front of VFNTV.com, and there's a big link right there in the middle that says Visit Our Sponsors. I want you to go there and just, you see them, you go there, click on Visit Our Sponsors, and you'll see them, and they just continue coming in. We just thank God for our sponsors and our partners. And our partners are those who partner with us prayerfully and financially every single month, giving a financial gift. And our sponsors and underwriters are those businesses and ministries who stand up and say, listen, we too want to stand up for God and country in that order and for Israel. And you can see them all. And it's there for a reason. It's there so you can know, you know what? If I need a particular product or a particular service, and I want to stand with those who are standing up for country, God and country and Israel, I'm going to go to VFNTV.com. And I'm going to say, is there a sponsor there right now? And if you provide a business or a service and you're not up, you need to do it. You need to say, hey, I want to be one of the ones that people come to. I want them to know when you buy our service, when you buy our product, you are saying, I stand with VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program because I truly want to be able to keep the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, which is a command from God for us. And the hope for America is the light of God's word, the light of truth. And we're standing together. So you can go to VFNTV.com, click on Visit Our Sponsors, and you can see firsthand, not only that, but maps on how to get to them and so much other. Thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to our partners. And God bless. Don't forget, we have four programs back to back and 24/7. We're on 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to be able to encourage you, keeping the conversation light. And understand what that means is Jesus commanded us. He commanded us to be the light of the world. So we can look at what's happening, educate ourselves, and then we could look at God's word and shine the light of God's word on what's happening, our education, and go, you know what? We can be inspired by God's word, you know, by illuminating what's happening with God's word. And then it can inspire us to know, you know, wow, you know, there's an answer for this. But most of all, after all of that, all we have at this point is a pep rally unless it activates you. And our desire is to activate you in your marriage and your family and your workplace and your ministry and your church gathering, wherever, it's just activate you to be what everything God's called you to be. And that's our goal. That's our goal on VFN Radio and VFN TV and the Christian Television Network. Big and a beautiful this morning, John Ramos.
Hey. Hello.
We were on a stage ministering, I don't know, a couple hundred men, feeding them spaghetti, ministering the gospel. And we're talking about, I think, racial reconciliation or something. And I said, man, I said, you're beautiful. And all of his masculinity was risked. Right? 200 men, he's like, whoa, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm like, dude, I'm not really telling the truth here. You're not beautiful. No, I'm just trying to make up for the height difference and everything. You know? But seriously, I'll remember that. You're like, oh my goodness, beautiful. You know, I meant that in a masculine. Isn't he though?
Thank you. Yeah.
He's got he's got glamour shots. I don't know if you've seen that or not.
Really?
Ian, I'm so sorry. We're getting to our list. This is where we're going.
Thank you, Ian. Thank you. Thank you for the list. Thank you.
Welcome to Christian Television Network across the world. You got to see John's glamour shot.
No glamour shots. No, glamour shots.
They're all glamour shots. He waits like a long time.
You forgot, really?
Up.
You know, you were like,
oh, please.
Ian, get back to Ian's list.
Okay.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm John Ramos, and joining me back from the break is Pat Hamilton. And we just finished listening, Pat, to Francis Chan bring this word, the word of the Lord, really, to the church at large. I mean, it's great. Millions of people, really, and you think about web streaming, you think about 200 nations of the world this message was broadcast to on God TV. Mm-hmm. It was truth. And the difference here is that he was talking about the difference between what is your reputation versus what is reality in heaven in Jesus' eyes. What is reality? And so many times people fall into a trap of just believing a lie and being more concerned about their reputation. Basically, your reputation is what others believe or what you want them to believe. Or what you put out about yourself, or maybe your image, if you will, versus what is real. And God's calling his church to be in touch with reality, is to be in touch with what is the truth. Listen, your reputation is only going to get you so far, but hang around a little bit. You know, what's real is going to come through. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, the reputation is the brown bag, but what's on the inside is going to bleed through the brown bag, you know?
That's right.
And what you want in reality is for your passion and for God to be on fire. You know, Christianity is not just a religion. It's not just a way of life. It's not just having some principles so that you can say, oh, I need a code of conduct to live by. Christianity is about Christ himself. It's about Jesus Christ. It's about knowing him, receiving him, walking. It's relationship. It's understanding who he is and what he means to you. And, you know, you almost have to ask the question. I mean, is the only time that you pray or that we worship or that we open our Bible, is it when we come into a public gathering of the church? Does that happen more than our times alone? You know, when we come together corporately, it's only to say amen corporately to what we've been doing every day throughout the week. We should be talking to Jesus throughout the week. We should be worshiping, and our hearts should be filled with songs of just deliverance and of joy and just of worship back to him. I heard someone during a conference say, I think she quoted Augustine, who said, "He who sings prays twice." And I thought, man, that's pretty awesome. I like that. Because oftentimes, we know, we're just singing words and scripture back to the Lord. We're singing our prayers, and it's just another opportunity for us to pray and to have that fellowship of oneness. You know, the Word of God says in Corinthians that he who unites himself with a prostitute is one with the prostitute, but he who unites himself with the Lord is one spirit. One spirit, I mean, you're united with God, and God's calling us to a place of fellowship. He's calling us not to have a reputation, but he's calling us to be in his presence, to walk with him, to abide with him, to demonstrate his love to others. But how can we give what we don't have? How can we impart to others? How can we release the love of God if we haven't embraced the love of God. And we want to encourage you. We want to encourage you the word. I mean, Revelation 3 says, I know your deeds. Listen, God sees your every action. He knows your every thought. He knows what you're about to think. He knows what you're about to do next month, next year, 20 years from now. He knows everything. And he says, you have a reputation of being alive. That means other people think something about you, that you're alive. But in reality, you're dead. Mm. And verse 2 says, wake up, strengthen what remains and is about to die. And the question is like, oh my goodness, how much life do you have left? It's like, wake up, strengthen what remains. How much of that is remaining? What's there? You know, and God's saying, there's a fresh fire that needs to blow over your heart. There is a passion that needs to come back. They used to sing this song, This Little Light of Mine, I'm going to Let It Shine. And I think, now, is that a person who just had a little light? I mean, who wants a little light? It should be like this roaring inferno, I'm going to let it burn. I'm going to let it burn. Not this little light of mine. I don't want a little light. You want a little fire for God? I want to be on fire for God. And that's what God wants for us. And then he says, for I have not found your deeds complete in the sight of God. I want to encourage you today. It's in the sight of God. That's what matters. Don't fall into the trap of living for other people or for the eyes of others. You only live before the eyes of the one who gave his life for you. I want to encourage you, strengthen what remains. Go back to God. Repent. Don't be satisfied for anything lukewarm. Do the evaluation. Is my reputation the same as my reality? And if it's not, repent. Give him your heart. Say, God, I want you. I need you. I'm not satisfied until my heart is completely united with you and you and I are one. I want you to be the number one person in my life. I want to commune with you, Jesus. I love you. Come on, let's do it. Let's go after him. Let's make this a year to say Jesus is Lord. Get the fire back for God because he loves you and has a plan for your life. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them today at VFNTV.com. We have all their contact information for you, phone numbers, web addresses, even a map. Visit VFNTV.com. We want to ask you to partner. Listen, you're giving, your contributions, we're doing this together. We're taking the gospel all around the world. Every bit counts. Let's partner and do it together. VFNTV.com.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.